Okay, today is Daf Nun Zayin. We're on Vav and Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Okay, here we go. Almana l'Kohen Gadol. If an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, which is something that you're not supposed to do, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedya. And also, they marry a regular Kohen marries a Grusha or a Chalutza, which is something he's not supposed to do. Min ha'erison, right? If they only had erison, lo yochlu betruma, she can't eat truma. What that means is, right? Rashi says, min ha'erison, lo, if all they had was erison, they never got married. They had engaged. They got, officially, in Minotaur it's called marriage. Then someone said, what are you doing? I don't do that. Oh, I didn't know. And they gave her a get. Did the right thing. Since they had Nisuin, since they had Erisin, says Rashi, Misha Sheniskachu Le'elu Kedushe Avera, since they had a Kedushe Avera, even though that marriage was never consummated, it's a Kedushe Avera, Nifsala Milechol Truma Debe Nasha Im Bas Kohenhu. If she happens to be a Bas Kohen, what's going to happen to her now? She's going to go back to her father's house, and the halacha is that any woman, any daughter of a Kohen can eat Truma. Once she gets married, she can no longer eat Truma. However, if she gets divorced out of any children and goes back home, she can resume eating Truma. Not this girl. She loses the right to eat Truma because she went ahead and did this Avera. Right? Again, Lo Yochlu B'Truma. She can no longer eat Truma back at her father's house.
Ever,
unless, right.
Unless
she marries a Kohen.
She can't marry a Kohen
anyway. Maybe she could. No, had no.
She's a Grusha.
No. She's a Grusha. What if he died? What if the guy died? I don't know.
The Amana case. Amana wants to marry a regular Kohen.
So I don't know. I don't know if she can. I don't know. I don't.
No.
He's saying, now let's say she's an Amana for Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol proposes to her, gives her a ring, but they never consummate the marriage. Then the Kohen Gadol dies.
She's
Kasula. She can marry a different Kohen now?
No,
I think she becomes a Chal. Didn't we say that?
Yeah.
But they didn't have the Suin. They never consummated the marriage. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Anyway, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon allow it. Right? Says Rashi, Ad Chetibal Blow, until they have actually Be'ilah, until they have a consummation of the marriage, V'tase Chalala, and that turns her into a Chalala. Till that didn't happen, it's not so bad. Right? Okay. Back to the Gemara.
If she's a Bas Kohen, can she go home and eat?
In a normal situation?
She's a Bas Kohen who marries someone she shouldn't marry.
Correct.
Kind of love.
Yeah.
From Erisin only. Then she goes back home. She can eat because she's a Kohen. Bas Kohen.
No, she has a Bas
Kohen. No, we just said it's a Machlokas.
Uh-huh.
It's a Machlokas.
Bas Kohen.
The Tana Kama said no.
Right.
The second opinion said, yeah, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon said yes, because she didn't consummate the marriage. Now, that's the first halacha.
So, on Erisin, she's allowed to start eating truma?
What?
So, you consider it as a right...
According to the Tanakh.
No, the Oraisa, yeah, but the Rabbanan
are not. No, he's asking something else. What are you asking?
He said, normally.
Normally, if you are...
On Erisin.
Are you a Bas Kohen or not?
No.
You're not a Bas Kohen and you get married to a Kohen.
Right.
Erisin, can you eat Truma?
Right.
Midaraisa, yes.
Yes.
Midarabana, no, because they were afraid since they're not married yet. No, you're going to take the Truma home as a doggy bag and feed it to your father, for her father. He's in Yisrael. Right. He's not allowed to eat Truma. That's one reason. Or the second reason was because maybe you'll have a mum with it, you'll see a mum by her, you'll want to undo the marriage, you'll have Freya, and then she ate Truma. Okay. Now, next case. Nisar Malu Onis Garshu, if they got divorced or she became a widow, Min Hanisuin, right? So the mission says it right here. Min Hanisuin, if it's from the Suin, Psulos. What's Psulos? Right? She's pasul to the Kuna. She makes her a Chalala. Min Ha'erisin. Sheros. If it only was Erisin, right? Right?
Is the quote to everybody now?
Yeah, I think so. Mina Erisin, Ksheros. Right? What does it mean? What does it mean? Garshu?
Because
she got divorced, I guess. What does it mean, Iskarshu? Did she can't marry a kahuna if she was in Iskarshu?
Right.
Right?
No, in the Erosin.
What?
Iskarshu meant the son, talking about.
What? So what? Iskarshu. You're not allowed to marry a Gerusha even, if it's from Erosin. Right. So what does that mean over here? It says, Nisarmu on Iskarshu, Minasuim Tzulos. That makes perfect sense. What does it mean on Erosin Ksheros? So it must mean, Ksheros here only means to eat truma. Can't mean to get married. Okay? A grusha can't get married to a Kohen. Okay. Tanya. Amr Meir Kavachomer. Meir was the Tanakama. Right? Right? What did Meir say? From Erisin, she can no longer eat truma. That's what Tanakama said. Once they have Erisin, and then the husband says, oh, man, I should never have done that. I'm not allowed to marry you. No, how come no one told me that? Gives her a get, sends it back home. She can't eat truma anymore. Says Meir, it's Kavachomer. Why, what's the Kavachomer? Uma Kedusha Rishus. You have a normal case, a normal marriage. Ein Machilin. An Erisin. One second, I'm sorry. Kedusha Rishus. Right? A Yisrael marries a Bas Yisrael. Right? What?
That's common.
No. But no, not here. Ma Kedusha Rishus. Okay, a regular case. Fine. Ma kedusha rishus. Ein machilin. Right? No one eats truma now. No one eats truma at this stage. So kedusha avera lo kolshkein? Kedusha avera. You have a kasha about that? Does it have a mean that she should eat truma? You like that kavachomer?
I don't get it yet. But let's keep going.
Rashi's confusing them.
Rashi must be going on a different case because that's not the case. Amru lo, they told him back to Meir. What kind of kavachomer is that? Lo, im amarta mikedushe rishus. If you want to tell me it's a kedushe rishus, shekain ein lo lahachel b'makom acher, where there's never going to be an ability to lead to truma, which is where Israel marries Israel,
right?
So what kind of kavachomer is that? Tomar the kedusha avera. Will you telling me now a kedusha avera? Shekein yeshul lahachel b'makom acher. It could lead to truma. How? Don't do an avera. Have a kohen marry a regular girl, not a divorced woman. Then there will be truma. So what kind of kavachomer is that? You mix the apples and oranges. I'm not sure what Rashi's talking about.
Yeah.
Rashi says, I don't know what he's talking about. I have my notes here that it was not a bas. It's a bas kohen to a yisrael to a bas yisrael to a yisrael. A Yisrael to a Bas Yisrael. Says the mayor, well, when a Yisrael marries a Bas Yisrael, there's no truma. So for sure, if it doesn't have a there's no truma.
She's never going to be able to leave truma.
Right? So kind of kavachomer is that? When a Yisrael marries a Yisrael, there's no truma in the parasha. We're not talking about truma. No one's conning him. When a Kohen marries a Yisrael,
right.
Of course there's truma. When isn't there truma? When he doesn't have a avera.
Right.
So when does the avera start? From Erisin or only from the Suin? Says Rav Meir to Kavachom. What kind of Kavachom is that? Right? That makes any sense what Rav Meir said. So, Amar Belazar, Amar Boshia. Now we're going to talk about, ready? Petsua Daka. Let's say you have a Petsua Daka. What's a Petsua Daka? A Petsua Daka is somebody who can't have children. So he's not allowed to marry anybody. He's not allowed to get married. We'll see. He can marry maybe a Gioreth, maybe a Mamzeres. People that is second class, so to speak. He can't marry a regular person. So let's say Petsua Daka, he's also a Kohen. Okay, he's also a Kohen. Such a thing could be. Petsua Daka is a Kohen.
Can he?
We're going to get to that. Shekidei Shbas Yisrael, and he marries a regular girl. He marries a regular girl, which he's not supposed to do, because he's not allowed to get married. Banu Machlokas, we're married for Belazar Rav Shur. Say Machlokas. Liv Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, the Amar said, Mishnah Meiris will be a psula daraisa lo achla. Rav Meir held in the Mishnah that if you're waiting for an iser daraisa to happen, meaning a kohen marries a gerusha, right? So he gave her, they got engaged, the wedding is next month. They're waiting a month now to do a daraisa avera. During this time, can she eat truma? No. Rav Meir said no. And then he divorces her. So Rav Meir said, can she eat truma the rest of her life? Rav Meir said no. So too over here. A Psua Daka Kohen marries a regular girl. That's not a Vera. Right? That's not a Vera. Lo Achla. Hanami, Lo Achla. So too here. If the marriage happens, she can't eat truma. If she's waiting for a marriage to happen, she's allowed to eat. Hachanami, achla. So to here, she would be allowed to eat. Okay?
In this state.
Doesn't matter.
He's a Kohen.
And he's a Psuudaka also. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who told you this? That it would be the same machlokas if it's a Psuudaka? Dilma, maybe, ad kan lo kamer, Belazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hassam. When did Rabbi Belazar, Rabbi Shimon say their din over there in the Mishnah? That what? That when a Kohen marries a Gerusha, as long as they only had Erisin, she's allowed to eat Truma. That's because, Ela diesh lo lahachil, b'makom acher. Why? Because she could marry
the Kohen has a regular situation where it wouldn't be a problem if he marries one who's permitted.
Exactly. If he would marry someone who's permitted to him, he can give her truma all she wants. Aval hacha de'ein l'lahachil b'makom acher. But here, there's no person for this guy to marry. He can't marry anybody. He's a psuadak and not marry anybody.
He can.
What?
Or can't. That's the problem.
Who can he marry?
A Gyaris.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Right now, he can't marry anybody. Lo, they would not agree. They would not agree that this woman could eat truma. They would not agree to it. They only agreed over there was because as bad as this Avera is, a Kohen marrying Gerusha, the other people he could have married. So there's a Tzad Heter to this guy. Tzad Heter to this guy. As long as Lani Avera said it's good enough. Here, there's nobody he could marry. You want to tell me there's someone you can marry? He can marry Bas Gerim. Psuadaka can marry Bas Gerim. So there's people he can marry.
Why would that be the same problem? How does that solve the problem of Psuadaka?
Look at Rashi. Dik Savar. Because we hold. Kahal Gerim. Lo Ikri Kahal. A Ger is not called Kahal. So when it says Lo Yavo B'Kahal Hashem, it doesn't include a Ger. It doesn't include a gear. It doesn't. He's allowed to marry her. He's allowed to marry a gear. He's a psuadaka. Fine. He has to tell her. By the way, I can't have children. You want to marry me? We can do our best. Okay. But he's allowed to. It's not an avera. Right? And Rashi says the eino bichlal lo yavo psuadaka. It's not in that parsha. It's not an avera. The nesua beheter umachila betruma. And by the way, if he did that, she could eat truma. Why? Because they're totally married. Right?
As an Nisuin.
What?
As a Nisuin.
They're totally married. He can't have children. So what? He's a Psuadaka, but he's allowed to marry a Ger. That's a Machlokas, if he's allowed to marry a Ger or not. But they want to tell me that he's allowed to. So by the way, you should just know, on Daf Ayin Vav, we're going to have a Machlokas, if a Psuadaka, Kohen, can marry a gear. A regular Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris.
Right?
So can a Psuadaka marry a Gioris? A Kohen? Where'd that come from? A regular Psuadaka is allowed to marry a Gioris. He's a Kohen also. It's also Machlokas. In other words, he loses Kedusha as a Kohen. So we'll get to that in 20 days. Right? So is that so true? He has someone to give food to. Who's at a ger? One second. That kasha was asked. We didn't answer it. Whether or not he's allowed to marry a gioris. We didn't answer that kasha. Itmar Abaya Amar. Abaya says, "Well, hoel umachila below yada." Let's say he got married and he didn't know he was a psuadaka. He didn't know. How is he supposed to know? Then, I guess, he got engaged, went to for a test, and they said, bad news for you, mister, you're a Psuadaka. Now what? When they got married beheter. Right? Now he didn't know. It was a total show gig. It was an ones. He didn't know. So, Omar, Abaya, Omar.
In those days, there was no test for that anyway.
No, exactly. How's he supposed to know? So, I don't know. Somehow he found out. So, hole, machila below yada, since there's a heter now. What's the heter? That there is, he didn't know. Since he didn't know, she was eating truma. Now that he finds out, she could still eat truma. That's how Abaye answers the question. What was the question? The question was, we tried to make a comparison. Just like Rebbe Elazar and Shimon said in our Mishnah, that a Kohen who marries a Gerusha, the woman's allowed to eat Truma if there was only Erusin. So too, by a Tzuadaka, same story. Right? If a Tzuadaka Kohen marries a woman, she's allowed to eat Truma if she only had Erusin. That's only because he had other people to marry. Here, Tzuadaka has no one to marry. Why should it be the same din? The answer is no. They got engaged. And before the wedding, he realized he's a Tzuadaka. But when they got engaged, they didn't do anything wrong. He didn't know. Now, could she go ahead and marry someone else? The answer is yes. And can she eat Truma? Can she go back to her father and eat Truma? The answer is yes. You hear that?
Yeah, but it's not really common.
Why not?
Because that was like a show game.
I know, but the point is, there's a situation where there's a heter. That's the answer. So Rav Amar, I have a different way to get out of it. Hoil umachila ba'avadav ushvachosav haknanim. Let's say a kohen is a psuadaka, and he has avadim.
What?
Avadim.
Oh.
The halacha is that avadim are allowed to eat truma of a kohen if there are the kohen's avadim. Why? Kinyan Kasma is his property.
Right.
He's allowed to eat. They're allowed to eat truma. So if they can eat truma, then why? What's wrong with this girl? Right. So Abaya. So it's a funny thing. The Eved is allowed to eat truma, but a wife not, because a wife is never supposed to get married because it's a psuadaka. You hear this? So Abaya lo amar karava. Abaya didn't want to answer like Rava because kinyan the ishus, mekinyan the ishus yalfina. We're talking about wives. V'lo yalfinan kinyan ishus mekinyan avadim. Don't bring in avadim. What are you bringing? Somebody making it more complicated, right? V'rava lo amar kabaya. Rava didn't want to hold like Abaya. Why not? What did Abaya say? Abaya said they didn't know, right? They didn't know when they got engaged. They didn't know he's a psuadaka. Why do I run it like that? Shiny hasam. There it's different. Where is it different? She. Shekvar achla, right? So I think Rav is saying he became a psuadaka after the nesuin.
After the nesuin became a
psuadaka. Oh, I see what he's saying. What he's saying is that case is different. What Simcha said, Rav is saying you can't compare a psuadaka who didn't know to a kohen who marries a gerusha. Because when a kohen marries a gerusha, it's never mutter.
Right.
Here, until they found out, what do you want from them? So she was eating truma already, or she had the ability to eat truma, knowing, I married this wonderful boy. Kohen, unbelievable, what a catch I got. No one knew anything. Now you find out later, but she already ate beheter. So there's a tzad to say, since she was already beheter, let her keep on going. By a kohen and a gerusha, it's not beheter for not 1 second. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows. We want to tell him he didn't know. We never say that.
No,
right? Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Says.
Yeah.
This note says before the injury she was eating truma.
Right.
In the case you describe, it's true that you could say they're both shoking.
What do you mean both?
He didn't know this. She didn't know that he was a... Whatever the case was.
A
psuadaka. No, the
other case is that she's a gerusha.
They both don't know. But the point is they both go into it not knowing.
Yes, but by gerusha, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So that can't be a reason that she can eat truma. Oh, I didn't know you're not going to marry a Cohen. I didn't know that. Everybody knows that. That's not an answer.
The note says that it's before the injury.
Okay, so he didn't even have an injury. So he wasn't even a psuadaka.
Right.
He became a psuadaka later. Says, fine, that's an excellent, better. Says Rava, what kind of comparison is that? You're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing a case where it's usher always to a case where it became usher now. Why? Nebuch, the guy had an accident. He can't have children. Right? So you can't compare the two cases. Vabaya, what is it?
By the way, he says here,
yeah,
later on
You looked ahead?
Yes.
You're fascinated by this, yeah?
Yeah, because it says here that a psudaka, if it's from a disease, is not considered, it's like from Shemayim. If it's something, has to be something like man-made.
Right, so like the Gemara calls it from the Shemesh?
Injury or
sometimes. Oh, he's born that way.
Testicle. Well, to that right. point, if they're married, yes. he was legitimately, right. and then he gets an accident, sustains an accident, did they have to...
I don't know. We're going to get to that. We're going to answer all these things. This is why the Masechta is going to start veering away from Yibum and start talking about marriage. We have plenty of time about this one issue. But when did he become? How did he become one? Was he born like that? It happened later in life. But we're going to get to all that. So, Rabaya, Shekarach Alo Aminan. Abaya is not talking about a case where she ate already. What's he talking about? What's Abaya's case? Abaya, Shekarach Alo Aminan. I'm not talking about a case where she ate already. Why? Di lo te mahachi. If you don't say that, Bas Yisrael, Shenitzeth LeKohen, if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, umis, and he dies, Teichel, she can keep on eating,
she should be able to,
Sheikh Farachla, because she's been eating for 10 years, and there's no children, she stops eating. So what kind of comparison is that? Rava says, no, it's totally different. Hasam over there, Paka Kinyane, the Kinyan went away. How'd the Kinyan go away? Because the marriage is over, because she died. He died. The marriage is over. Hacha, but over here, lo paka minei, nothing happened. The only thing that happened was he had an accident. Now the marriage didn't go away. Okay. Gufa. Boy minei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Oshia. Psua daka kohen. Have a psua daka kohen. Shenasa gizunt. Shenasa bas gerim. Who marries a bas gerim. Mao shi yochlana betruma. Can she eat truma?
A bas
gerim? Exactly. So ishtik v'lo'amal huv'lo'amid. Didn't have an answer. Lasof, after that, asa gavra rabba achrina. Another gavra rabba came. Ubaimene milsa achritha. He asked the same question. It's something else. Upashale. And he answered it. Umanu, who is this great gavra rabba? It was Rish Lakish. And Amar of Yehuda. So by the way, Tosas proves from here. It's a very complicated proof. He proves from here that Rish Lakish was a big Talmud Chacham, went off the derech and came back. We always think that's not the case. We always think he was some ruffian, some guy, and he bumped into Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, use your strength for Torah. Right? Use your strength for Torah, and he said, okay, marry my daughter, a whole story, and he became a big, and he became Rish Lakish. Says to Tosfos, we see from here, it's a proof from here that he was a Talmud Chacham first, went off the derech and came back. How do you see that? You want to do the Tosas, little one. Asa gavra rabba. He says, kan mashma. From here, it's mashma. Shaya Rish Lakish, gadol. He was already a gadol. Kishabal lefnei Rabbi Yochanan. Kibashir pir shir bin atam above Metzia. He says the same thing above Metzia. What does it say over there? What does it say? Shaya lo me Torah lefnei Rabbi Oshia. Because he learned Torah in front of Oshia, rabbo shal Rabbi Yochanan. The Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore what?
So, how do you see it from here?
So somehow he was a Rebbe and he was a Talmud. Somehow it's a complicated thing. What is Tosfos talking about? You have to know all the hierarchy of who's a Rebbe, who's a Talmud. And you see from here that he wouldn't have talked to him, wouldn't have asked him a question if he was a Rebbe, if he wasn't a Rebbe. Complicated story here, how Tosfos gets that out of it, out of this Gemara. It's an interesting idea.
Can I go back a couple lines?
Yeah.
We're talking Kain Shinotso Bazgeir. We're talking about a case where Kain... Didn't we say before in the beginning of the Yom that she's allowed to marry?
It's a Bas Gair.
That was a Gair, Bas Gair. And you'll see, then we said, he asked a question, he didn't have an answer. So now we're just reviewing that. Uh-huh. Remember he said, you're allowed to do that? He asked a question, he didn't answer it. Now we're talking about that, so it says Gufa. Gufa means going back to something we did before. Okay. So, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Neshia Lerboshia Atu Rabbi Yochanan Lav Gav Rabahu. Well, Rabbi Yochanan is not a great man. Tell me, Rish Lakish is a great man. What about Rabbi Yochanan? He's not a great man. So Amalei, no. The Kviya Minei Milsa the last lay pasri. I asked him, so he didn't have an answer. He is a great man, but he didn't know the answer to this question. Laman, now 1 second. According to who is this question being asked? Can a Psuadaka Kohen marry a Basgirim? E Rabbi Yehuda. If it's a kashas on Rabbi Yehuda, bein b'kedusha seikoi, bein lav kedusha seikoi, lo achla. Whether or not a kohen psuadaka remains a kedusha as a kohen or not, No matter what, he can't marry her. She can't eat truma, no matter what. What's that mean? So look at the Rashi. Ben because you shall say koi. Lakama and Beperka Arel, we're gonna have later on, Miboyalon, Kohen Psuadaka Mahu Begeris. Can a Kohen who's a Psuadaka marry a Gioris? Like I said, we're gonna ask that question later. Because you shall say koi, Vaser, does he remain as a Kohen? Just what's the only problem with this guy? He can't have children.
Right.
So why does that allow him to marry a Gioris? Vahacha, Ben Bekudushase Koi, Koin Hanase Psuadaka, Ben Kedushas Koin Koi, he stays, Rashi says it four times, Vahazar, Bechal Ha'asuas Lekahuna, and therefore he's also to marry anybody that a regular Koin can't marry, meaning he cannot marry a Gioris, or Ben Lav Kedushase Koi, Ben Amuzer Melitha Isha Paguma, he's not allowed, he's allowed to marry an Isha Paguma, still, Lo Achla, but still, no Truma. Says it according to Yehuda, it doesn't matter. Either way, no way. And im b'kedushase koi. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Im b'kedushase koi lo achla da amar mar bas ger zachar ki bas chalal zachar. Right? Bas ger zachar. What does bas ger zachar mean?
The daughter of a male convert
is like the daughter of a chalal, which means you can't marry such a person. And ilav. Kedusha Sekai, if the Kedusha does not remain, in other words, he's allowed to marry technically somebody who's a Pagan, however, Lo Achla, she still can't eat Truma. Daha Amrinan Kahal Ger Ikri Kahal, because he holds Kahal Ger is called a Kahal. So when it says Lo Yavo Kahal, it includes Gerim too. So there's nobody he can marry. Ain't a Chanami, he's not a Kohen. His Kedusha, whatever that means, can he Duchen? Can he do Avoda? I don't know. But he's not the Kedusha of a Kohen. Like, what does that mean? Can he eat Truma himself? I don't know. But he cannot marry a Ger. Why not? Because it's still called a Kahal. So Rashi says, Ve'ena asurulo mishum Kedushas Kohen. It's not usher to him because of Kedushas Kohen. Afilo hachilo achla she'asurulo mishum Ptuadaka. A different reason why he can't marry her. Because it's a, forget the Kohen issue. That you're right. He's not considered a Kedusha of a Kohen. What's the problem? Suzaka is not allowed to marry anybody, and she's considered anybody.
I thought a basker would be considered regularly Israel, Israelis. When do they become regularly join the Kahal?
They are. That's exactly why he can't marry her. She's a regular girl.
No, but Gioris, he could.
I don't know. The Amarta, Kahal, Gir, Ikri Kahal.
They're stressing Bas Zohar.
I know.
Bas Zohar,
I know.
The lineage.
Yeah, I hear what you're asking. I don't know the answer to that question. And now, v'ir Reb Yosi, ben kedushas koi, ben lav kedushas koi, achla. According to Reb Yosi, no matter what, she's allowed to eat the truma. No matter what, why? If he remains kadosh, achla, the amar avger, shenas the gioris, bito, ksher lekahuna. Even a ger marries a gioris, the daughter, what's wrong with the daughter? The daughter's a perfectly full Jew. And ilav kedushas koi, and if he's not kadosh, he's still allowed to. Why? Achla, the Amar Kahal Gerim Lo Kiyu Kahal. Kahal Gerim is not called a Kahal. Therefore,
she's not a Ger, she's a Basker.
It doesn't matter, same thing. Therefore, he's allowed to marry her, and she can eat Truma too.
We just said, Ger Shinasa Gioris Bituk Sher Lekahuna. We just said that. Now he's saying he's changing it.
Yeah, I don't know. Ella, Aliba Dahai Tana. So the question was asked according to the following person. Ditnan, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Isha Bas Gerim, an Isha who's a daughter of Gerim, Lo Tinasi LeKahuna, she can't eat Kahuna, she can't marry a Kohen and eat Truma, Ad Shetehi Imo MiYisrael, until her mother is a Jew.
What's a Jew mean?
A Jew means a born Jewish. V'hacha MiBayale, and this was the question that we're asking. I'm not exactly sure about what this means. Kashrus mitosva ba the achla, odilma kedusha mitosva ba velo achla. What does that mean in English? I don't know what that means. I read it six times. I don't know what it means in English. Kashrus mitosva ba the achla. So Rashi says kashrus itosva ba. That what does it mean? Kashrus itosva ba. If you have a girl who is mother is Jewish. But her father's a goy, or a ger. Let's say he's a ger. And the mother is Jewish, and they have a daughter. So what's the story with that daughter?
Jewish.
Well, she's Jewish, 100%. Can she marry a Cohen?
Why shouldn't
she? What? Well, she's Bas Gerim. Her father's a Ger. So Kashrus mitosaba. Rashi says, Kashrus mitosaba, viru'uya l'kahuna, vilav kado, lav kedusha l'akruye kahal umuteres betsuadaka. I know what that means. V'ochelas mimanovshach. What does that mean? What does that mean in English? I don't know what that means. What does he say? Kashrus itosfaba. What does that mean? What it means in English is Kashrus is added on to her. What does that mean?
Shall I read the English?
Yeah, read the English.
Is it simply fitness to marry a Kohen that has been added to her, but not the sanctity of the congregation that would forbid her to a maimed man? Accordingly, she is permitted to the maimed Kohen Ba'achle, that she may therefore eat truma if married to him.
Right. What that means is, there are two things going on. Number one is a Kohen, so a Kohen is not supposed to marry a Ger. Number two is a Psuadaka. Psuadaka is not supposed to marry anybody.
Right.
Right? So now, this man is both. He's a Kohen and a Psuadaka. Right. This girl is a Bas Gerim. She's the daughter of a Ger, and she herself is a Jew.
Right.
So can she, now can that fit? So if you hold Kashrus Mitosfaba, then she can eat truma. Why? Let's read the Rashi again. Kashrus itosfaba viru'uya l'kahuna. She's roy for the kahuna. Why? V'lav kedusha l'akruye kahal. I think that means that the kedusha umuteres l'psuadaka. She can even marry a psuadaka because she's not called a kahal. Umut v'ochelas mimanavshach, and she can eat truma regardless.
Why wouldn't she become a kahal?
Because she's Bas Gerim.
Yeah,
and Gerim is not a call to kahal. Even though her mother's Jewish. Even though. It's a big stretch.
Right.
If you tell me that the guy, the man, the Kohen Psuadaka remains Kadosh, Harezu Muteris lo. He's still allowed to marry her. Ubishum Psuadaka lo mitzar baha da lo ikri kahal. And it's not usher because of Psuadaka because she's not called a kahal. So for both reasons, it's okay. But, e da odilma kadushe nami itosfaba. Fikahal ikri. Now you want to tell me she's also part of the kahal? Vasura lo Psuadaka vlo achla. Then there's a Psuadaka problem and she can't eat truma. In other words, what the bottom line is, when this woman, her mother's Jewish, her father's a Ger, she is called, well, what is she? Is she part of the Kahal? Then it's a problem. If she's not part of the Kahal, it's not a problem. They tell me she's a Bas Ger, that's where there's a Machlokas. Right, exactly.
She's not part of the Kahal, she can marry a Sudaf.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And a Kohen she can marry anyway. Right.
So do you know the halacha?
No.
Granddaughter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know about his daughter. Okay. Tashma ki asa. Oh my goodness. Ki asa ravacha barchinina midroma asa v'aisim atisi b'yadi. He brought a story. Menayin lepsuadaka koren shnasa basgerim shamachila b'chuma. How do you know she's allowed to eat chuma? Shenemar v'koren ki yikne kinyan kaspo yochal bo. Laman, who said that? He said, no matter what, she can't eat truma. What do we need a pasuk for? No matter what, she can eat. It must be. She's allowed to. Okay. Itmar, Rav Amar, Yesh Chupa Lipsoles. Okay, what on earth does that mean? That means as follows. Look at Rashi on top. We know that there are three ways you can marry a girl. Something called kesef, shtar, and bia. There's also something called chuppah. What's chuppah? So chuppah is we translate as the equivalent of nesuin. I take you into my chuppah, into my domain. Now we're married. Because when you're in Erisin, you're not allowed to live together. You don't live in the same house. Only when nesuin, now you live in the same house. So what if a Kohen Gadol, look at Rashi, Kohen Gadol, Shehichnis almana bas Kohen l'chuppah, v'lo ba'aleha. He has a chuppah with her, they have a big fancy wedding, they have a big chuppah.
They didn't consummate it.
Is that enough of a consummation? Umeikaranami lo kitcha. And he never did Kiddushin. A Tosfos is a gigantic Tosfos. Has a whole.
How does that work?
What?
How does it work without Kiddushin?
Because you bypass the Kiddushin. It subsumes Kiddushin. So such a thing even work?
But is he married?
By the way, it's what?
The question is, he married?
Correct. Yay. So Afilu Hachi Pasla Mitruma Debe Nasha. That's enough to passel her that she can't go back into Truma anymore.
The chuppah
will passel. The chuppah kiknisas ba'ila damya. It's the equivalent of ba'ila. It's not, but it's the equivalent. Why? Because it's the representation of Nisuin. So says Itmar, it's a machlokas about this. Rav Amar, yesh chuppah lipsolas. Chuppah can passel her. Vishmul Amar, ein chuppah lipsolas. Chuppah doesn't passel. Amar Shmuel, umodili Abba, but Rav, Abba's Rav. Rav agreed to me. Betinoges pchusim ibas shalosh shanim v'yom echad. If she's less than 3 years old, this girl, ha'ul ve'ein la bia ein la chuppah. Since there can be no bia with a girl under 3, there is no chuppah either. So if a guy did this, it wouldn't pass anyway.
She's not mad already.
Didn't pass because of chuppah, because that was
chal. Exactly. Exactly. Since B is not possible with a 2 year old, so the Chum is also not possible. Omar Rava, Af Ananami, we looked at it already. Bashal Oshanam, a 3 year old, Viomechat, one day, it's Kadeshis Bibia. You can do B on a 3 year old. Viomba Aleha Yavam, Kina. And if a Yavam, if her husband died and Yavam comes along, she's married to the Yavam. Vichayavala Bishamesha Fish. Yichayav Anashin Fish on such a girl. Viumatama Ez Ba'ula, Tame Mishkaf Tachton Ke Elyon. And there's a halacha that whenever you're with your wife, you become Tame. Or if there's tuma, if she's in need, all these things apply. Nitzis lekohen or chelas b'truma. She marries a kohen, she eats truma. Ba'al le'achad mikol asur apsulin pasla. Anyone who's not allowed to marry her does pasla from having truma. Bas shaloshanam v'yom echad hu de mifsula b'bia mifsula b'chuppa. Habchusa mi bas shaloshanam v'yom echad de lo mifsula b'bia lo mifsula b'nami b'chuppa. Shmamina. That's right.
So nothing.
But 3 years old, yes. Under 3 years old, no. And what about chuppah itself, passeling? That's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel.
Talking about the tumah by a 3 year old, where's the nida?
What?
They don't menstruate at 3.
I don't think it's nida. I think.
Thomas Bola says if she's
first of all, it could be a din of a zav. It could be. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.